Ben.
Broken glass.
will and paper hearts. And did you know that you're a time bomb? So I never knew that I was a time bomb. And that's just a picture.
Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Life of a Bumblebee by Drug Bug off of A Season's End. That's with a period and no apostrophe in seasons. Before that, Counting Cards by Racecourse off of their album July, December. Before that, Nighttime Photography. Nighttime. Night spelled N-I-T-E. And everything. Nighttime Photography by the band Headfall off of their album Stars Don't Shine to Noise. And then the first song of the four was a newly released single off of their upcoming EP that I'm not aware of having a name yet. But I believe that song is called Forget, and that's from Golden Star. So their upcoming EP that'll be coming out sometime this spring. I don't think they've announced anything about when that will be officially, but I know there will be a release show coming up, and I'm excited to be playing that song for more than the usual reasons. There's a great deal of catharsis in it because I've been holding on to like a pre-release copy of the EP that I was sent by Marcus, and it's been sitting in my library a very long time as various demos before and then releases, well, not releases, but versions leading up to like the actual to be released copies. And a lot of them, like, I have to not play them, which is a particular type of frustration. I mean, I've played some of the demos before with like permission, but I can't play pre-release material. So seeing that single come out, I was quite excited. That was very cool. But I've already been pretty familiar with the songs. So it's kind of like this big relief of like, oh man, finally I can actually play it. Also the name of the song seemed to be different from the version that I have, in my library, but was otherwise identical. So I don't know if there was this final name change or if I was seeing the name of the EP, which I don't have. The copy I have is just EP 2 Masters. But you know, that makes me feel special. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. There's actually, pretty new releases, new singles coming out. Sunforger put out one just within the last few days, and that's going to be at the end of this block. Another song from an artist that I've played on the show before. New music for Memory Card that I finally managed to track down the album that didn't seem to be really releasing the last time I recorded one of these episodes. Anyway, it's all coming together. CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Say Sorry, brand new release from Sudforger off of their upcoming album Wait. Before that, a name I should have practiced, Misericorde, probably saying that wrong, Demo, in parentheses. That's from the band Devil's Cross Country, off of, it was a single release, that's it. Before that, Tesseract by Olympic Death off of Peace album. I think that came out like a couple months ago. And then, first of the four, I Am Right Now, opening track by Welcome off of their album Sun as Nightlight. And that's a really fantastic album. I've pretty much exhausted every song off of it. Well, majority of them, not every, not quite close to every. It's still like maybe four or something that I haven't played. But they're like just straight noise tracks or things like that, so kind of hard to place. Yeah, I was not anticipating a new Sunforger release, and also really sick, it's being co-released by Cooked Raw in Toronto, label there, and Julia's War of Philadelphia, so that's pretty neat. Yeah, so I'm pretty stoked about that. I guess I can't remember exactly when the release date is supposed to be for the entire album, but I think within a month or two, so I imagine there's going to have to be a release show in that time, so I'm pretty stoked about that as well. I didn't mention earlier that Golden Star has a show coming up. That'll be next week on the 24th. I think that's the Tuesday. Playing alongside Military Genius and Ulrika Spacek. The K at the end of the word space. I don't know how to say that. That's at Sala. I almost said Salsa. Sala Rosa. It's probably going to be a good show. I don't really know too much about the other ones. I think Ulrika has to be from out of town. Or no, they definitely are. I listened to their album Expo, or part of it, and it was good, but I do not know if I will be attending that show. But nonetheless, I'm pretty excited about the new stuff that's coming out. There's going to be more new representation in the next little block of songs. In particular, I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself, because I'm realizing I'm going to have to talk about this afterwards, or fill up space with talking. So what the heck am I doing now, talking about it at this point? Anyway, yeah, I'm having a good time. I've been eating this taffy that has like this red bean flavoring in the middle, but it makes it kind of crunchy, which is a little bit weird, and I have to be careful not to eat it too close to when I actually have to say stuff.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
We'll be right back.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song, Tulsa, comma, Oklahoma, but it's actually just okay. Not before that. That was by The Spirit of the Beehive off of their album, The Spirit of the Beehive, but in all caps. Before that, Metal Copy by Memory Card off of Siren Surf Hurricane. And before that, first of the three was Bye Bye by Crazier off of This Dog Spits, so a new single release from that EP that is upcoming. I don't know when it's actually going to release. Anyway, what I was kind of talking about before the stuff about the taffy I'm eating, Memory Card. So I think the last time I recorded the show was March 1st. And I was frustrated by the fact that his album supposedly released that day. I think I discovered it that day. But, for some unknown reason, the album on Bandcamp was not actually entirely released. There was like a CD pre-order and then some songs. A few singles released and there was still, it still stated pre-order. And as far as I know right now, it still says that. And it continued to be like that for a few days. I thought, you know, maybe when the day ticks over at the furthest edge of the world, to March 2nd, it'll release or something. Or something like that. That's confusing. But, no, I just ended up emailing Memory Card asking what's going on. Because I did discover that there is a full YouTube upload by him of the album. So I was very excited to see that, to go beyond the singles that are released from it. And it's a terrific album. It's actually, I've been listening to it not constantly, but it's been one of the only albums that I've been listening to for, I guess, like a week or two. And I've been very impressed by it, as already a Memory Card fan. So I think it's really sick. And when I emailed him, he was like, oh yeah, I just have not finalized like the streaming version of it yet. So he offered to send me a rip of the CD master, and that's what you heard. I don't think that's one of the released singles, but anyway, very excited about that album. We've got a very quiet part to this song coming up. I boosted it, amplified it by a few decibels for the first segment here. And I think it is slowly becoming audible. But it'll get more loud later, but I also didn't want to like completely ruin the quietness of this part that I'm gonna leave you with for a bit. Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense, and the song is still technically going, so you're going to hear little bits of pops and clicks and crispy sounds in the background while I speak for the next few seconds. That song was Going Away Party by Urban Vacation off of their album Success with Houseplants, and this is the band that went on to become Fencing of Winnipeg. Nice opportunity to play that song. A bit of a awkward one to fit into the show, especially with the very quiet beginning to it, but quite nice. And fond memories of this winter and listening to that album a lot. Really blew me away and got me to return to listening to Fencing Wikipedia, because I'd been kind of, with all the singles it released, there wasn't a lot of anticipation with the actual album coming out, so that got me to go back to it. I'm going to talk more about Memory Card with that album. So I checked, the album still has not properly released, at least not on Bandcamp, probably not on any streaming service, unless you count YouTube inside of that. Metal Copy is not one of the singles that's been released. So unless you've been, if you're one of the, like, I'm going to say 600 people now, including like a lot of me, who's been listening to the YouTube upload of Surf Siren Hurricane, Siren Surf Hurricane, you will not have heard that song. Or maybe you're a local to wherever it is Memory Card is from, and you've heard that live. But you know what? You're too cool. Anyway, like I said, I've been listening to that album a ton. I'm very happy to have copies of the rest of the songs on the album that I didn't have to like rip off of YouTube or something. Big shout out to Memory Card for replying to my email and sending me copies of the songs. Thank you, Henry Tart. This is about the end of the show. There are going to be two more songs. Next one will be Untitled by Shotmaker off of Mouse Ear, Forget Me Not. And after that, A Certain Code by 49 Hudson for Weeks at a Time. Thanks for listening.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The Queen's University Blood Team is a student-led organization that partners with the Canadian Blood Services to facilitate blood donations and encourage students to join the stem cell registry. On campus, we hold booths and special events to raise awareness for the urgent need for blood donation and provide education countering common myths associated with the practice. We also directly provide students and community members with the opportunity to donate blood through our life buses and on-campus blood drives. We have several upcoming events. On Friday, March 20th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we'll be holding a blood drive in the Biosciences Complex. On Tuesday, March 24th, at 5:15 p.m., the Life Bus will bring Queen students directly to the Canadian Blood Services location downtown to donate blood. The bus transports students free of charge, and after donation, students can enjoy snacks and pizza together with their friends. At the end of the